A wizard is a person who saw visions by scrying and gazing, the interpretation of signs, or an observer of the times, the attempted reading of the writing on the wall, or an enchanter or a charmer to soothsayers, people who specialized in the making of talismans, spells, counterspells, incense, candles and knives, the pentacles, even most of the words used in the ceremonies, grammars of the sorcerers, gems and ciphers to conceal great truths, whether in circles or seals, but most of the rites of what we now call high magic are to be traced. These are the ingredients of the magical world. By means of it, the sorcerer may prepare himself for the difficult exercise of the art. Masters taught their disciples that they were merely receptacles for the quintessence of wisdom, crystallized by eons of study and illumination. Only very few could be initiated into the mysteries. Next to alchemy, there is probably no subject which is more difficult of understanding to the uninitiated, even in its terminology. Verily, King David was the greatest of the magicians. He had power over the birds and beasts and over men, from the highest to the lowest. King David, giant among miracle workers. From his early years, he had shown an aptitude for magic. At the age of 10, he was giving lessons in hidden things to people of twice his age.
A label's a name, it's a box, it's a boundary. It holds an idea, but what's in a name? Simple and plain's profoundly lame and limited. You've been deliberately trained. You built an identity, taking it literally. That's not stupidity, they got you mentally chained. They're still in your flame, they got you trapped in the game. Now you acting the same. Stuck politically or in God's name. They got you worshiping fame. Selling the title, protecting the idol. Hooking your hook in your vein. Look in the mirror, they making you tame. You go along with the grain, flow with the main, calling you came, hoping they making it rain, round on the wheel, you going insane.
David grew into a handsome bearded man of great wisdom, a lawgiver, altogether a type of magician king. King David studied and translated whole libraries of books that esoteric philosophy practiced in secret.
I include every subject in order, discovering more and more. Fractal meanings explore, expand from the core in cycles. Got no philosophical rivals. I got all the maps of the lines on the spiral and several disciples. Expand and refine archetypal, archival design. Unrivaled the signs aligned, the meta revival of mine. Synthesized title, a banner, a building, a ladder where everyone matters, so climb. A meta perspective sublime, probably blowing your mind divine. If not, just give it some time. A new worldview on a steep incline. Can push your brain to the max, it's deeper than learning some facts. It's hard to sit and recline.
His literature and other philosophies in the realms of the so-called high tradition was plentifully adorned with symbolism. King David wrote about these powers and about their revelation of themselves to man in diverse ways, of prophecies, symbols and signs, and the whole gamut of magic and various more philosophical subjects. It would need an entire volume to assess the magical life of the wonder-working king. It is upon his works, we are told, widespread magical practices.
Universal ideas and widespread techniques. We see past the cultural symbols unique. Understand and critique, put into practice and tweak. We test it for weeks, fixing the broken links. And slowly we work out the kinks. We listen to people who think, saying it's bad and it stinks. Stare into abyss and it winks. This is the life and time that matters refine. And shatter so shine, be pushing the line. And you'll end up holding more than you thought you could find. Lifetimes of power combined, live an identity like it's a shrine. Other people's ideas might just be fine, but I'm not developing mine. I'm learning my whole life that our paths are intertwined.
These are prophetic writings. Their real meaning is clothed in esoteric symbolism. Not only does this small tome contain the true and authentic secrets, it traces its history to the divine work. Perhaps it is this work which may be regarded as the greatest single force, sacred and not profane magic.
Shifting reality with every move, changing the flow of the groove. Add or remove, paying our dues, play by the rules, whether you're awake or confused. With patience and focus, I listen and notice and study and practice what in the world is true and figure out what to do. We need to develop the tools and something to grow into. Study, improve, finding a crew. Together our power is greater, we'll put more on our plate cause there's more than we can do. Initiator, we push and pursue, subtle implying a do. We know what we're getting into, apply what we do. Growth is in view, the only way out is by cutting it through.
It would surely need more than a lifetime to unravel it without some sort of initiation. One comes across indications which show not only the power wielded by wonder workers, but the fact that the rewards could be great indeed. A word of power, invocation, incantation, and the making and use of various kinds of pentacles as valuable avenues for the transmission of knowledge.